Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, for many of us, exercise might be low on the priority list, certainly during the week. Work commitments, the creche run, the school activities, the healthy dinners, the odd TV show even can take precedence. Well, the result is that lots of us might cram all of our physical activity into the weekend, making us weekend warriors. But is that just as good for us as doing a little bit daily? Well, apparently so. Carl Henry's a personal trainer and he's here in the studio. Hi, Carl.
Good morning.
So doing everything at the weekend is okay, is it? No, you're not comfortable with this.
I'm not sold on this now. It's brilliant for the body. The body just doesn't care when you exercise, whether it's across 7 days, whether it's across one day and crammed in, that 180 minutes a week, the body doesn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, though, I think it's a totally different ball game. Like, exercise isn't ticking a number, ticking a box, or just getting that 180 done on, let's say, a Saturday when you have free time. It's not like the free electricity for the washing machines where you'll nail your one day. It's about mental health, emotional health, dealing with stress. So I think it's better spread over the course of a week as opposed to just purely at the weekends. Mm-hmm. Doesn't apply to everybody, but if you can, spread it out.
Okay, so it's going to be better for you in general terms to spread it out over the week, but physically, it doesn't matter when you
doesn't
do your
really
exercise.
Matter. And like, you know, you do as much as you can when you can. Mm-hmm. And that's important, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's walking up the stairs coming into a building, whether it's parking further away in a car park, or whether it's going out for a 1 or 3 hour walk. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it's because done.
If you go hard at the exercise on a Friday and your intention is to do it again on Saturday, you might be sore Saturday morning and that just puts you off.
That's the other problem. If you do too much, you'll be 2 days delayed onset muscle soreness. So the first day after, you'll be a little bit tender. Second day, you'll be really sore. So if you do that on Friday, by the time Monday comes around, you've just about recovered and you've knocked the whole weekend out.
Yeah, now I was thinking about this, right? So if you say to yourself, I'm going to spread my exercise out over 7 days, do you become a bit more relaxed about it and go, oh, I'm not going to push myself so hard because I'm going to be doing this again tomorrow or the day after tomorrow? Whereas if it's over 2 or 3 days, you might be much more focused.
I think you become a bit more relaxed in general when you spread the exercise out because you're a nicer person.
Okay.
You're a happier person because you're dealing with stress as opposed to kind of bundling that stress up over 5 days. And it doesn't have to be 7 days. It can be over 5. It can be over 3. My own schedule will change on a week-to-week basis. So like there's some weeks I might exercise 2 days.
No.
Some weeks I mightn't get any exercise done.
Really?
If I'm really trying, like moderate exercise, so huffing and puffing exercise, you know, in terms of intensity.
But what's the ideal for you in terms of the number
as
of times?
As much as I can. I've got to burn off the energy somehow.
About
5 days, 6 days a week on average, mixed between running, walking, cycling. Well, not cycling so much anymore. A lot of swimming, obviously. So it depends on my schedule. So like the key thing for people listening in is don't get too caught up on having to do X amount. Their RDAs, their recommended daily allowance numbers or for over the course of that week, that 180 minutes.
Yeah.
Look at your schedule. What can you do that fits into your schedule? And don't get guilted by what you can't do. Or if you see somebody on social media doing something amazing and you can't do that, well, that's okay. Their life is different to yours. I do believe, though, that when we move on a more regular basis, we're happier. We sleep better. We deal with stress better. The impact is not just physical. It's bigger than that. And that's why exercise is so important. It will help you to live longer, to live better. It's that consistency that delivers that over the course of the week.
But some people just might get stressed by the notion of having to fit it in.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm so busy and I've got all of these things to do. Yeah. And I listed them out there at the beginning, from the creche run to the after school activities and everything in between. I have to fit exercise in here as well. But you're saying try in a stress-free way to fit it in.
There's absolutely ways to do this. So park further away on the creche run if you have time. I know time is a luxury, so if you have time, do that. Park further away in the supermarket car park. Use the stairs when you go anywhere with a lift. Use the stairs, find the stairs, use them. They're all exercise. They're moderate intensity exercise, so they all count towards that magic 180 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be, oh, I have to go to the gym and I'm too busy and it's too hard. If you're listening to this in the kitchen, get up and down off your chair for the next 60 seconds. That's 60 seconds of squats. It doesn't have to be that kind of 1 hour or 25 or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of time. You can spread it over 61 minutes. You can do 1 minute every hour over the course of the day of exercise. It all adds up.
Right. So what you're not saying then is that you want to see people working harder for shorter periods of time.
So the working harder thing is, the benefits are brilliant, but it scares a lot of people in terms of working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
out of breath hard.
Yes, fully out of breath. If you want to exercise like that, amazing. I can list off the scientific benefits for you. But 90% of people don't. It scares them. When they get out of breath, particularly those who are beginning to exercise, they get fearful of it. They get concerned about the fact they can't breathe properly and they panic. And it turns people off exercising. We want to turn people on. So moderate intensity. So are you out of breath? Can you still count to 10? It might be labored, but yes, you can still count to 10. So it's just about, it's a more intensive than a very standard kind of basic walk pace.
Yeah. Now, I saw you this morning asking on Instagram what people wanted to ask you. Yes. Coming on here, and somebody asked about the marathon, and we did cover that on the show a little while ago, what you should be doing now. But as we get to this point, have you had a chance to think about that? I know you've done it yourself anyway, haven't you?
I've done about 18
at this
stage.
There you go.
Yeah.
What should you be doing around now?
If you're looking for advice on a radio station 3 weeks before the race, you're in big trouble.
Well, people are tapering now, aren't they?
Now's the hardest part, right? Because you're tapering. You're trusting in your training plan. The mileage is going down. You're panicking about the fact you have to do 26 miles in a couple of weeks. Enjoy the taper. All the hard work is done. It takes.
Yeah, but people are anxious about the taper, aren't they? If they haven't done it before.
But the taper is banking it. You're banking the fitness level. You're banking the fitness that you have. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks for the fitness to really deliver or to kick in. So 3 weeks to 4 weeks before a big event, you're tapering down. Trust the process.
Okay.
You will get there. You'll be fine. Taper.
Relax and calm. Right. Yeah. Here's a good question. This listener usually goes to the gym 4 days a week. That's mm-hmm. a lot. I had a competition on Sunday, but due to life and solo parenting, I haven't been in the gym yet this week and I've serious ants in my pants. I definitely feel so much better when I work out. The problem with that is, and I don't know if this is true of that person, if you miss a week of exercise, you can freak out about going back, can't you?
You can. You build it. It's like, oh my God, I haven't been there for a week.
I've ruined everything.
It's all over. It's all over. Yeah. I get weeks where I don't go to get any exercise done. Guess what? That's life. Mm-hmm. That's normal. That person is a solo parent. Life is hard. So don't build it up. Just get back in. Forget about everything else. Just get yourself in the door. Send a text to a friend. Go together. Send a text to the gym if the gym haven't texted you. Get yourself in there and forget about everything else. All you have to do is get there. You don't lose. It takes about 10 days of purely lying in bed or sitting on a chair for fitness to start to decrease.
Okay.
So 10 days of full no activity whatsoever.
So the clock is ticking and you've got 10 days.
Well, that's if you lie in bed for 10 days. And that's a very easy 10 days. But you're not losing fitness that quickly. It doesn't happen like that. So that person has nothing to worry about. Lace up your shoes, get into the gym and stop overthinking it.
Okay. And another person here has an injury. Yeah. So fractured my right humerus. Now I can't go to my group PT sessions four times a week. They need to find
work the
something.
Other body parts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So just work the other body parts with a set of dumbbells, seated so that they're in a perfect position. There's loads that they can do. Even like my own Instagram, we've loads of reels for people in that kind of position mm-hmm. where they can do other body part exercises. Don't do nothing. And just do different things, do different exercises, and that's important. Don't stop doing
everything. It's easy though when you're not feeling well, just to feel a bit down about it, and it's, you know, harder than to motivate yourself.
It is. So just do a little. Just do something. Do a minute and you will feel better. It's like that 10-second walk idea. You focus on the first 10 seconds of the walk, because once you're out the gate with the runners on, that first 10 seconds, you're there.
Right.
And you'll keep going.
Carl, thanks so much. Great to see you.
You
and
too.
Carl will be back with us again in a couple of weeks. So if you have any questions, keep them coming in.